we're all gonna die. Generals, let's move fast. Your big chance has come at last. Now you can go out and get those Reds, cause the only good commie is the one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when we've blown them all to kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, and don't hesitate. Send your sons off before it's too late. And you can be the first ones in your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven, open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die.
Hello, free radio listeners. This is the Gringo Boycott, or something else, we'll see. I'm DJ Danielson. You're listening to 101.1 FM on the radio, or Freak Radio on the web, freakradio.org. That was the Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die rag, Country Joe and the Fish. I believe live at Woodstock back in the day. Nah, it looks like 65, actually. But, I'm going to be here for the next little bit. What you're hearing in the background here is pianist Christopher O'Reilly, who put together an album of Radiohead songs interpreted for solo piano. Pretty amazing stuff, so I'm going to shut up and let you listen to this shortly. But I want to tell you what else is going on. We're going to talk a little bit about the Reclaiming the Commons event that started today and is moving all weekend up in San Francisco. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Guadalajara, Mexico, where the EU nations have been meeting with Latin American and Caribbean nations, and massive street protests spawned massive arrests, spawned massive human rights violations. Sound familiar? We'll talk a little bit more about that, Guadalajara. And what else? The usual. I'm going to play some tunes. Some consciousness-raising music. Free Radio is a great station. You get a lot of talk, a lot of news, a lot of information, but some of it's got to be transmitted the spiritual way, the soulful way. And so I want to play some amazing music, I like to think. We're here from Tortoise, who are in town on Monday. Played at the Rio, put on a great show. I went and checked that out. We're going to hear from Gilberto Gil. We're going to hear from Erica Baidu, Tito and Tarantula, Immortal Technique, all kinds of good stuff. So stay tuned to Freak Radio, Free Radio Santa Cruz. If you got any questions or comments about Free Radio, about me, about my show, about what you're going to hear, if you got any song requests, call the studio, call the Free Radio line, 427-3772, 427-FRSC. And if you want to call and you don't want to talk to me, you just want to leave a message, general message to Free Radio folks, we have a voicemail number where we have listeners and others call. So that number is 427-4523 to leave a message. And if you want to call the studio, I'm not going to put you on the air off the bat, so don't be all, I don't want to be on the air. I'm not a DJ. It's 427-3772. And let's start off with another track from Christopher O'Reilly. This is his interpretation of exit music for a film, my favorite Radiohead song. So check it out. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Which radio station's got the guts to play positive stuff?
The People's Radio.
Which radio station's got the guts to stand up?
The People's Radio.
Which radio station's got the guts to be tough?
The People's Radio.
Which radio station's got enough?
The People's Radio, Free Radio, Santa Cruz, on 101.1 FM, freakradio.org.
I hate the president. old Mother Reagan and her crew took away from me and you. She go far away. She better go far away. You know it ain't right when it's all wrong. See old Mother Reagan protest song. Old Mother Reagan, she's so dumb. She's so dangerous. How come she don't go far?
Couple tracks from the Violent Femmes. That was Old Mother Reagan. Before that, we heard I Hate the TV. And by special request, here's one more. It's Jesus Walking on the Water. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, freakradio.org.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, what if it was true? And oh my, oh my, oh my, tell me.
When the United States was born some 200 years ago, it was dedicated to a bold new concept of pushing people around, of setting back the cause of life, liberty, and the individual's pursuit of happiness.
This kind of thinking is what causes the young to rebel. An example is this, written across a poster at a local theater in Philadelphia.
A-W-O-L, period. A-W-O-L. L, period. A, W, O, L, period. A, W, O, L, period.
Magazine.
Santa Cruz. I'm going to jump in on that one. I love Sleater-Kinney. They're one of my favorite bands. That was Far Away, but I don't like that track, so we're going to go to the next one. The Remainder. These are tracks from 1Beat. Their latest, not necessarily new, but latest album. They were in town recently, too, but I didn't go see them because, I don't know, I was working or something. Always tends to happen. So another track from Sleater-Kinney. You're listening to Free Radio.
Esto es lo que le traemos ahora. Toma.
Toma.
Salud, pues. Salud.
Tú la cabías.
La hombre se liga y el bobo junto a María arriba. Demostrándole a la vida que nos vamos para arriba, para arriba. Como el halcón que vuela por los aires. De mi calle Carabobo hasta Buenos Aires. Este proyecto se realiza para acabar con la ignorancia de hoy en día. Aquí traemos a María con un son de picardía. La reina del mandito con la maestría. Cerrándole la boca a la hipocresía. Soy un maestro con flow venezolano. Saoco es lo que traigo, humilde y sencillo como Billo from it up. Soy el nativo criollo con fuerza pura de un oso. Y para los que viven del brillo no necesito su apoyo, porque yo vengo del hoyo. Escucha esto, Manolo, lo mío es puro inodoro. Con mi dialecto que arroyo. Toma.
De tu corazón, vámonos para arriba.
barrio sonoro, un torrencial aguacero. Yo sé que a muchos les molesta lo que yo reflejo, cuando introduzco mi estilo 100% putrefacto y no me retracto. Mucho menos ahora, que ha llegado la hora de que se junten estas bestias con la cantautora aquí en la banda sonora, y demostremos que en lo feo está lo bello y que en lo bello está lo feo. Si me dices que es mentira, coño, no te creo. Entonces, ¿por qué la bella se juntó con estos fariseos? Que aquí la gente como Poncio se lava las manos cuando ven cómo se mezclan los sanos con los mundanos. Mi hermano, esto se está poniendo más bacano, y por si fuera poco, este par de motherfuckers le dan antesala a lo que será amarillo, azul y rojo en las escalas.
Tengo la llave de tu corazón, vámonos para arriba.
Estoy en poesía con los vagos y maleantes. Y aunque yo no vaya a misa, rezo yo todos los días por las bestias de cotiza que le cantan con justicia a la vida con la brisa de la montaña bendita de este valle caraqueño. Intuición muy erudita donde bestias y bellezas, cuando cantan a su sueño, gritan a los cuatro vientos la doctrina callejera de su gloria. Y es que
arriba, vámonos pa' arriba, falta poquito pa' llegar a la cima. Vago y maleante te apadrina, y acabaremos con la hipocresía. O esto proviene de la misma calle, escucha con detalle. Abran cancha, llegó el poeta callejero con mucho esmero, un erolero, papichuleando y gabaneando. Yo, esto es real, como la medicina la vamos a traficar. Si esto es prohibido, entonces llámate un fiscal. Este día lo comparo como un día nacional, nacional. Yo, considerado en mi barrio como el diamante más valioso de mi calle, cara bobón, te dejo bobón. Venezuela subterránea saliendo a flote, nada más y nada menos con el trío de Azote.
Tengo la llave de tu corazón, vámonos para arriba.
En hechos de la vida reales, muchachitos en pañales, recojan sus macundales. Son nada más y nada menos que este par de criminales. Y con María es demasiada jerarquía. Y perdonen la modestia, pero oídos sordos, palabras negras. Y con la música que tiene a todos atónitos, por supuesto la del 13, varón rojo babalónico, sin diferencia de nombre. Igualito para los ricos, igualito para los pobres, con los mismos derechos y con los mismos deberes. Igualito para los hombres, igualito para las mujeres. Por el camino estrecho, por el camino ancho. Igualito para los negros, igualito para los blancos, con el mismo sabor y con la misma creencia, de parte de la bella y de parte de las bestias.
Pura cabilla. Tengo la llave de tu corazón, vámonos para arriba.
What's up, Santa Cruz? This is Free Radio, indie, independent, non-commercial, non-sponsored. We're not even underwritten. I hate it when I listen to so-called non-corporate radio. They say they're underwritten by a certain restaurant, and how cool they are for underwriting. Sounds commercial to me. And, everybody's pledge drives are going on, and we got some great radio in Santa Cruz, but I don't think anything compares to Free Radio. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. Thank you for telling people about us, getting our schedule out there, and, learning the schedule, listening, getting all that stuff done, too. If you're interested in joining or getting a show, check out the website, freakradio.org, has information on that. We are accepting applications once again to fill some of the holes in the schedule. So, that's the plug. That's my commercial announcement. I'm hanging out here. It's Thursday night, a little before midnight. doing my weekly civil disobedience, and I want to mention some of the stuff that's going on this weekend, because a lot of people are going to be doing their share of resisting up in San Francisco. The Reclaim the Commons mobilization has been discussed at length on this station, so if you've been paying attention, you've heard about it. Hopefully you've done your own homework, figured out what's going on up there, but I'm going to read a little bit from the calendar of what's going on over the course of the next several days. Except that the calendar just disappeared from the computer, so I'll be back shortly. You like that?
If you got the anger, then it's time to get it managed. Throw your fists in the air and let's do some damage. Build it up, now you let it all out. Scream inside your head, now you're ready for the bout. The battle, the fight, the war within yourself. It's easy to forget and put it on the shelf. Therapeutic therapy, now I'm dealing with my hate. You put that shit up on someone else's plate. Whoever said time heals all wounds, didn't feel the pain, cause the pain always goes down deep inside your soul. Lost inside your head, now only time is in control. 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 Managed to handle and curb my aggression. Live music has become my group session. Every time I perform, I learn a new lesson. Don't forget to put your answers in the form of a question.
Revolution!
What is a way out of a way?
Revolution!
What is a way out of a way?
Revolution!
What is a way out of a way? Don't forget to put your answers in the form of a question.
Revolution!
What is a way out of a way?
Revolution!
What is a way out of a way?
Revolution!
What is a way out of a question? Don't forget to put your answers in the form of a question.
106 years without your mama is the driving force behind all this drama. Chicano neurosis, chickens without heads, deuce 4-7 like the living dead. No sense of self is how you function, but the sex don't soul is under construction. Bringing back all that we lost, and introspection is the only cause. Like Descali Boca and a smoking mirror, we invoke the creator of the far and near. La cultura cura, ancient medicine, ingest your identity, let the healing begin.
Underground, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. Okay, so I found that calendar. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, babies and senior citizens. Tomorrow, Friday, June 4th, has been called as a day of international solidarity for the people who have been arrested, detained in Guadalajara, protesting the summit going on between EU nations and Latin American and Caribbean nations. On the familiar topics of global exploitation, control of the commons, privatization, economic, neoliberal bullshit. So
due to those protests and due to the very severe police repression, several hundred people are being held without charge in, shall we say, subpar conditions. There have been reports of torture. There have been reports of people kept awake, not fed over the course of several days, or allowed to use the restroom, packed into cells. There have been charges of rape and molestation by female prisoners. So to get the details, go to Guadalajara Medios Independientes, Guadalajara Indie Media, or any indie media. Indie Bay will have links. This is very important. Check out La Jornada if you're a Spanish speaker. So there's been an international call for that, for solidarity with the people who are still in jail tomorrow. That will, I imagine, coincide with several events going on with the Reclaim the Commons mobilization. There are autonomous direct actions throughout the day tomorrow. There's also a teach-in in the morning at the Women's Building from 9:30 to 5 p.m. And in the evening, there's a benefit support by ACT UP, Cell Space in San Francisco. And there are General Assembly cluster and Spokes Council meetings going on at the Convergence Space. If you're interested in finding out more, check out reclaimthecommons.net. Other sites will have location of the Convergence Space. Get involved, get more information. Saturday, June 5th, there has been a call and answers organizing a massive anti-war protest. Again, this will coincide with autonomous direct actions throughout the day. Another teaching at the Women's Building from 10 to 5:30. That's all day Saturday. And 11 a.m. gathering at UN Plaza. That's probably the answer event. March against the Iraq War in a Reclaim the Commons anti-G8 block. In addition to the Biodevastation Biotech Conference going on in San Francisco, the G8, after W gets back from Europe, where he's talking about how Iraq and World War II are, you know, America's wars for democracy. They have a lot in common, but I don't think any of it has to do with democracy. But as soon as he gets back, the G8 is meeting in Georgia under some serious police state conditions. Surprised? It is Georgia after all. We'll see what San Francisco has to bear. Interesting news as well. I'll see if I can find the source on this, but Israeli police, Israeli crowd control technicians, I believe they're called, have been training Boston and New York police to prepare for the terrorism threat that you and I present at the RNC and DNC this summer. For all you domestic terrorists out there, hi, how are you doing? At 4 tomorrow, no, this is Saturday still, 4, there's a temporary autonomous zone in Golden Gate Park, Haight and Stanyan. That's you know, right by Amoeba, where Haight runs into the park. That should be an interesting afternoon. And from 7:30 to 10, a final teaching panel, Resistance and Alternatives. It's at the Unitarian Hall. And again, in the afternoon at the Convergence Space, General Assembly meetings, cluster meetings, Spokes Council meetings, to plan autonomous direct actions, and to understand how these things come to be. They don't come out of nowhere, and if you just show up, it often is an interesting day, but if you see all the work that goes into and all the discussion of tactics, it's time to get involved with these things and push them to the next level. Sunday, again, actions will continue through the day. Rally outside SBC Park, Pac Bell Park, Giant Stadium, Waterfront, Gentrification Disaster Park, in support of Palestinian struggle. I believe Sunday is SBC Park's Israeli Solidarity Day. So check into that. At 1 o'clock, there's a biodiversity parade to Union Square. And at 2 o'clock, the really, really free market will be at Union Square, where everything's free. It's really a free market, not their faux free markets. There's a GM food fight at Fort Mason. That sounds like fun. Bring your least favorite GM food and throw it. I think my least favorite GM food is probably Lay's potato chips. You gotta watch out for those things. Or the corn chips. pretty much anything made by Philip Morris. Monday is the day of racial and economic justice, and there will be actions involving that. There's a kickoff rally at the San Francisco Federal Building to denounce torture in Iraq and in California, specifically the CYA, I assume, but other SHU units and other, you know, maximum security penitentiaries. From 6 to 10, there's a biotech world cafe at the California College of the Arts. Tuesday, shut down biotech and big pharmaceuticals in solidarity with the G8. Tuesday is a day of action, a day of saying no to corporate power. Tuesday morning at 6:30, there will be autonomous direct actions. And get involved with those if you are really into shutting down these meetings and not marching around telling people that they should be shut down. Throughout the day at the Civic Center, there will be celebration and rally. And again, at 5 p.m., there's a meeting at the UN Plaza for an anti-G8 march and a Reclaim the Streets. It says, dress like a mutant here on the calendar. I'm reading from reclaimthecommons.net, the download a calendar PDF, week at a glance. For more information, you can call 877-806-2071. And there's one last day next Wednesday, June 9th. For the next week, there are all these things going on up in San Francisco. And it's crucial that we all are able to express our at least disconcertedness and at most absolute horrific disgust and willingness to resist what's going on here. So Wednesday, June 9th, the final day, is a day of solution-oriented direct actions, greening the Bay Area. There's a commoner's ball at South Beach Park, with noisemakers, pots, pans, lungs, hands. Again, current info, check reclaimthecommons.net or call 877-806-2071. I'll announce the location of the convergence space because the FCC knows anyway. Hi, guys. The FBI knows anyway. Hi, guys, because it's online. And that's another one of the whole problems with us doing their job. Sometimes I feel like I'm just telling the feds what's going on in the streets. But I want to tell you as well, and if they happen to hear, well, we'll talk about that later. The convergence space is located at 960 Howard between 5th and 6th. One more time. Reclaim the Commons convergence space all week, 960 Howard, between 5th and 6th, San Francisco. So yeah, what's going on with y'all? Get up there, go to San Francisco. I'm going to play a little music. One more thing. Also at that convergence space, there will be Enemy Combatant Radio, possibly other radio stations, indie radio projects, indie voice, indie air. And so if you're interested in indie media, go to the Convergence Center. If you're interested in doing a little radio, pirate, legitimate reporting, whatever, go to the Convergence Center anytime and see if you can find out what's going on there. Other free radio programmers who may be listening, hope someone can make it up and do a little bit of work for our friends in the streets. So I'm going to play a couple tunes. I'll be back to talk to you more about what's going on in Guadalajara this week, last week, what's continuing. So stay tuned. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is DJ Danielson, and I'm going to be here for a little bit longer. If you got anything to add, 472-3772 is the studio line. Yeah.
Radio Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
Listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz. It seems that this particular track isn't playing for me, so Plan B was to talk to you a little bit for... Sorry, I'm just a little thrown off here. Technical difficulties on Free Radio Santa Cruz. It's not like you've never heard that before. So, today, more arrests in Guadalajara. Basically, a little background. Extreme police repression broke out at the ALCUE Trade Summit in Guadalajara, Mexico. Global justice activists demanding public participation and democratic debate over development policies, along with bystanders, were brutally beaten, gassed, and arrested. The majority of those detained were picked up in the street and the hours later as they attempted to retreat to safety. As they have refused to release their names, charges, and locations of the arrestees, they're considered to have been disappeared by the authorities. In negotiations, police have proposed to ransom all but 9 of the disappeared in exchange for payment for property damage. Rumors were confirmed concerning the torture and humiliation of the prisoners. Upon arrival, the men were separated from the women. The women were made to strip completely, were forced into strange positions, and were told to open and close the door each time. They were detained for more than 3 hours on the ground with their arms on their necks while being kicked and jumped upon. From the inside, some of the prisoners overheard someone saying that the foreigners should be released as quickly as possible so as not to create problems from the embassies. Other reports are coming in from Guadalajara, where police have cracked down on protests at the EU Latin American Trade Summit. Ransom money in terms of the property damage has been demanded. The repression against nonconformist young people here becomes more serious every day. Since this morning, patrols of the preventative police continue to surround the IMC, the Independent Media Center, affiliate of the international agency Indy Media, which is on the corner of Zaragoza and Juan Manuel in Guadalajara. And in the evening, anti-riot police forcefully dispersed a peaceful assembly in front of the municipal palace. Through the course of several hours, 7 boys were taken prisoners, one of whom was brutally beaten in the installations of, quote, public security. From Guadalajara, they are calling for a mobilization global day, global mobilization for next Friday, as in tomorrow, June 4th. The delegations of the Mexican government and embassies around the world, several groups in different Mexican states already have confirmed actions and events being planned. So the initiative arises in Europe as well. To put pressure on embassies and consulates internationally, embassies of the Mexican government and consulates of the Mexican government. So, let's see. Basically, activists are protesting the meetings of this exclusive group of heads of state who do not represent the needs of their communities, who are signing agreements that will increase poverty and exploit resources and labor. Police harassment and brutality have been rampant during the protests. On May 27th, last week, after a camp where out-of-town protesters were staying was surrounded by police, no one was allowed to enter or exit for 5 hours. The following day, serious confrontations broke out during the main march of the conference, where police used tear gas, pepper spray, physical aggression. After standing their ground for over an hour, protests were forced to flee. The majority of arrests were made after the confrontation had ended, as protesters attempted to reach a safe place. This also sounds familiar. This sounds like Miami to me. And, that's exactly the same police tactics that were used. The main march was allowed to occur, the permanent march, and then police unnecessarily attacked protesters with tear gas, pepper spray, and physical aggression, and after standing our ground, protesters were forced to flee the area. So that does indeed sound familiar, as the majority of arrests in Miami as well as in Guadalajara were made after the confrontation had ended, as protesters fled as we attempted to reach a safe space. Over 100 activists have disappeared, activists and bystanders. Protesters are being held in 5 different jails and 2 different hospitals, and the authorities have refused to release their names. Witnesses in the jails have reported torture. Women have been forced to strip naked, and men have been brutally beaten while handcuffed on the ground. 9 of the people being held are foreigners, one of them severely injured. Her physical condition is unknown, and no visitors, including lawyers, have been allowed to visit any detainees. Authorities have claimed that they will release all but the 9 on 2 conditions. Either out-of-town protesters must leave immediately, and all damaged property must be paid for. Even if the impossible ransom demands were somehow met, 9 prisoners with more serious charges will not be released, facing up to 4 years in prison if convicted. These are most likely, although again we do not know, if the Mexican authorities have said that they are foreigners. This was an EU event, and so they're likely European, possibly North American, United Estadounidenses. Because Mexico's North America too, folks. Their demands: unconditional freedom for all the political detainees, dropping of all of the charges, no more harassment, torture, beatings, or arrests, proper medical treatment for injured detainees, safe passage home for all activists. We call for actions of solidarity, phone calls to the Mexican embassy and consulates. So the Mexican consulate in San Francisco, the phone number is 415-354-1700. I'll see if I can find the address, because the Global Day tomorrow, during the G8 and during the Reclaim the Commons mobilization. You know, there's so much going on right now, and we have this event that's trying to bring it all together in San Francisco. So tomorrow, protest the G8. Tomorrow, protest what's going on in Guadalajara. Tomorrow, protest what's going on in Iraq. Tomorrow, protest corporate rule and privatization of water and the airwaves. Go up to the city tomorrow. The Mexican consulate is at 532 Folsom Street, San Francisco. And again, that phone number, 415-354-1700. If you want to fax them, hey, that's a good idea. Someone who has a fax machine should jam the fax of the Mexican consulate. See, now I'm inciting people. Getting in trouble. 415-495-3971 if you want to get in trouble too. That's the fax for the Mexican consulate in San Francisco. Please demand the release of all prisoners, all political detainees, all of the arrested, disappeared students from DF, from UNAM, from Mexico City, campesinos from the entire nation, people from Guadalajara who are upset with the security measures taken in their hometown. People in the south of Mexico, Mayans, indigenous Mayans who are resisting not these current, in addition to these current conditions, the fact that these conditions have affected them negatively for 500 years. Oppose repression in Guadalajara. For more information, indiebay.org has a good amount of information. If you read Spanish, there are a lot more resources online. La Jornada, the Mexico City newspaper. Medios Independientes de Guadalajara has bilingual pages. That's Indie Media Guadalajara. So, get out there, get the information about this, get in the streets all week from now until next Thursday. There's so much going on. Please check out reclaimthecommons.org. Let's play some tunes. I have to get back to that. If you have a song request, please call the studio line, 427-3772. But here we go. This is a track by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's The Prison Song. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, freakradio.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for staying tuned. Thank you for supporting independent, non-commercial, pirate, civil disobedience radio. ¶¶
a friend took me aside, said I have to leave you for buying something from a friend. They say I've done wrong for protecting the name of a man. They say you'll have to leave you. So now